Welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, one thing as a motivational coach and a life coach, I find that it's the hardest thing to do and help people with is motivation. You either have it or you don't. When you have it, you are hot to trot and you are just spitting it out at all different angles of the world. And when you are lacking it, you just cannot seem to find it no matter how hard you try. Now, motivation usually comes within and certainly it depends on what we're talking about. When we are discussing motivation. Motivation comes on all different levels. Some people might be really motivated to keep their house clean or save money, but may be really unmotivated to do something else like help their kids with homework or do a sport or an extracurricular activity. But whatever that is, finding yourself losing an interest in whatever you're trying to seek motivation in is probably a very, very, very frustrating dilemma that a lot of people face, certainly when it comes to health and fitness. So if you find yourself losing interest in exercising and eating a healthy diet, maybe you did not set yourself up for it in the right way. So with everything going on in the world right now with the COVID-19 and everybody self-isolating and not being able to go to the gym and go to the grocery store the way that we normally can, finding this motivation has been extra difficult for people. The other day, as I was coaching people and doing sessions via Zoom, it became a regular, reoccurring topic. It just seemed like every person was asking me the same thing over and over, lacking motivation. A lot of people are just flat out not wanting to eat healthy, flat out not wanting to work out. And it boils down to that desire is just gone. It's empty. So let's think back to what initially got you motivated. So instead of making these mega changes with this all or nothing approach that perhaps got you into this life-changing desire to get into shape, perhaps making a few simple changes at a time is a better idea to tackle those habits. Research shows that if you try and take on too much at once, you are going to inevitably fail. And so with that being said, I did a little research myself and I found the answers. And the answers came out to be exactly that. So what better topic to do my show on than motivation? So let's talk about motivation and let's talk about what motivates you and what motivation actually is. So the word motivation is derived from the word motive. Motive means the needs, desires, or the drive that someone has to change something, or it is the process of stimulating people into actions to accomplish the goals, or it is the work that entails the goal context and the factors in stimulating people's behavior in order to reach certain goals. So with that being said, what usually motivates you? So let's take a second to think about that. And before our brains short circuit, because this is a health and fitness show, I would like you to put that into the context of health and fitness. What has ever motivated you to get into good shape? What has motivated you to start a workout program? What has motivated you to start a diet or an eating plan? What has it been that has motivated you? So since you can't answer my question, I'm going to answer it for you. And I'm sure that I'm going to hit most of the popular answers here. Most people would say they don't like the way they look. Most people would say that they don't like that their clothes don't fit. They've gained weight. Perhaps their doctors are asking them to make some changes in their lifestyle. Perhaps their blood pressure is up or their cholesterol is up. Maybe their blood sugars are aiming towards a diabetic level. Perhaps you're not able to do the things that you once were able to do. Maybe it's your spouse that is putting some pressure on you to lose some weight or change your lifestyle. These are all valid reasons why people typically start a lifestyle program, such as a diet or an exercise plan. The problem here is that oftentimes when people start a plan, they do it for the wrong reasons. And many times, especially around January, or certainly after a holiday, people do this for the wrong reasons. And they do it because they've overindulged and they are really feeling crummy about themselves. And in order to make themselves feel better, they start a regimen. And so with that being said, I'm going to talk about why people lose motivation. And this is they start a program with the wrong intentions. So in order to stay motivated, you have to actually train one thing and one thing only. And nobody ever gets this right. And so if you are right now listening and you are lacking motivation, whether it's your eating, your exercise, maybe you're lacking motivation in keeping the house clean or anything else, but mainly lifestyle, you must strengthen one skill. You must strengthen one muscle, and that is your mind. Your mind must be trained and it must be strengthened in order to succeed. So basically what I'm saying here, folks, is that your brain is in control of your destiny. Your brain is the nucleus. Your brain is controlling your attitude. It's controlling your success, your goals, your ideas, your support, your performance. And if you don't go into any program with that understanding that you must train your brain, you will not succeed. So with that knowledge, let's talk about what usually happens, the usual typical progression of motivation. All right. So probably you have experienced this. You might be experiencing it right now. I know I have experienced this. This was an ongoing cycle for me for years and years and years. It's been an ongoing cycle for my clients for years and years and years. The book that I published last year clearly defines that this is a very real, very normal problem for people that can't achieve success in weight loss. So the typical progression of motivation is the following. Step one, you start a plan. You feel excited. You dive in with total and complete extreme compliance. And you guys all know what I'm talking about here. This is where you have hit rock bottom. Again, post-holiday, or you've really kind of built up this plateau of low, because you know you're going to start soon. And once you decide when you're going to start and what type of program you're going to do, you are all in. Depending on your personality, you might go super extreme. You get the gym membership, you invest in, gadgets that you might want to invest in. You clear the shelves of all the junk. You tell your family and friends you're doing this. I mean, it is just, you are doing this. And it works. You know, you might get 1, 2, 3 great weeks of this, and it is just, you're rocking and you are loving it and you couldn't feel better. This is a really great part of the program. This part of motivation, if I could bottle it and sell it, I've always said this. I have said this so often in my career. If I could bottle this step one, I would be just, I'd be sitting pretty. However, usually during this step, people overextend themselves. People do too much. They go unrealistic. They go all or nothing. And then they enter step two. So step two usually will happen around the 4-week mark. And again, as a health coach, it's classic. It will always happen around 4 weeks. Things start getting a little fuzzy. The weight comes off really quick, week 1, week 2, week 3, because you have such drastic changes in your lifestyle. You know, you might have gone from not working out to eating total junk food, fast food, garbage, to eating clean. So clearly, every time you get on the scale, there's a loss. So by week 4, things are slowing down. You're losing momentum a little bit. Maybe you're not going to the gym 5 days a week anymore. Maybe you're going 3 because it's a lot to change. So you're starting to fall into more realistic exercise habits. It's getting a little harder. So maybe you're not measuring your food as closely as you once were. There might be some nights where you do carry out. So you know, your numbers aren't as committed. And so you're not seeing as much of a loss, which is leading to frustration. And everything is getting harder. Eating is getting more stressful. And so you are frustrated. So at this point, you're starting to lose motivation. And in your head, you're doing the whole, I can do this, but I really don't want to. And you're kind of forcing yourself, but you're plugging along still. So you're kind of half in, half out. So now the day comes where you float into phase 3. And phase 3 eventually leads to you just quitting. It is just human nature that when something is not working for you, you're going to quit. You know, there is nobody out there that I've ever worked with that has kept torturing themselves with an unrealistic way of eating for them or exercising that they cannot sustain. And certainly with doing that, they're not going to see results, which is going to lead anybody into just stopping what they're doing. And before this happens, there's going to be relapses and there's going to be days where you are going to, you know, splurge and maybe eat something that's completely off the plan, which is going to cause the scale to go up, and next day is going to make you really feel lazy, and for sure you're not going to the gym, and it's a spiraling effect. So as you can see here we are 6 weeks in, and you have now stopped your excited commitment to start. Okay. This is your typical progression of motivation. And so if you're listening right now and you're going, wow, how did she know that? That's brilliant. How did she nail that so perfectly? Well, first of all, I've lived this nightmare dozens and dozens of times, and most people have. It is because there is no training of the brain. So now let me tell you how to successfully be motivated so that you can stay motivated throughout a exercise program or weight loss program. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, and I am talking about what causes a loss in motivation for a weight loss and health program, and what you can do differently to avoid that. So training your brain needs to be the utmost, most important factor in success, training your brain. First and foremost, you must define your goals. And I'm not talking about how many pounds you want to lose. I'm not talking about what type of plan you want to follow. I'm not talking about how many days a week you want to go to the gym. And I'm not talking about how many months you plan on being on this plan. This is, again, where the problem lies. I'm asking you, when I say define your goals, to set a vision. I want you to set a vision and define, why are you doing this? Is it because the doctor told you to? Is it because your spouse told you to? Is it because you don't like the way you look? Because these reasons are not valid enough for anybody to stick to a program. They're valid, but when it comes down to a big, juicy piece of pizza staring at you in the face after you've not had it for 5 weeks, it's not going to happen. I can tell you that for sure. So why are you doing this? Think about that. Set your vision. Your vision should be something substantial. Maybe it is because you want to run around with your grandchildren instead of have to sit in a on the sofa while they play, because you aren't able to run around with them. Maybe your vision is to stop having to go to the drugstore every month to pick up your 7 or 8 prescriptions. Maybe that's your vision. Sure, a vision can be cosmetic. Absolutely, you might want to envision yourself being a few sizes smaller, but a stronger vision should be health-based. Think about how you will feel, because how you feel will outweigh any other cosmetic reason. And you have all lost weight at some point to know what that feeling feels like. You should also understand what the trade-off is, because there are going to be times where you are going to get frustrated that you aren't able to have that deep dish slice of pizza. So you need to go into this understanding that there are going to be trade-offs. Just like when you adopt a brand new puppy, and you know that that means no weekends away for a while. Or if you sign up to take a graduate course, that means no late nights out drinking with your friends, because you are committing yourself to something that's important to you. It is no different. So understand what you're giving up. And don't compare, don't complain, because you're doing it for you. I had someone the other day, just yesterday, she was all upset because her exact words were, she's tired of watching everyone around her pig out. And I said, well, I'm really sorry that you are upset about that, but you're doing this for you. And it should have absolutely nothing to do with what everyone around you is doing. So going into a program like this, you cannot compare. You can't get mad that your friends get to sleep in and you have to get up and work out. That should be knocked right out of your head right here, right now. So that is the definition of your goals. Next, you need to be realistic. Huge fail in today's world. People think that this is going to be easy. People think it's going to come quick. And that is false. There's a lot of programs out there that advertise, you know, quick weight loss. It's going to come quick, effortless. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You need to go into this knowing there's going to be setbacks. You need to go into this knowing that you're not going to get immediate results. You need to go into this knowing that there's going to be frustrating moments. Again, just like when you bring home a brand new puppy, do not think for one second that you're not going to have many carpet mess situations to clean up. And that is just part of the deal. You sign up for a grad course. There are going to be times where you are frazzled beyond belief because you have an assignment, and that is when you have to stop and visualize the big picture. The big picture being you graduating and earning your degree. You can't get angry if you do something wrong. And that's where self-forgiveness comes in. So just like anything else, there's going to be slips, and you have to realize that those slips are going to happen. People that lose motivation in an exercise and weight loss program, they don't self-forgive. And that's a huge downfall in why people lose motivation, because, you know, they'll be trucking along great in a program, and 4 weeks along, they have a slice of pizza, and they're too angry at themselves to get back on to the program. So by going into the program with the knowledge that there are going to be slips, and obviously you want to control those so that you don't have them often, because the more you have them, the less you'll have them, because ideally you want to learn from each mistake. And remember, you're doing this for you. So you're not comparing, and you want to know your timeline. So don't think for one second that you are going to drop 20 pounds in 10 weeks. It does not work that way. You can't expect the results to be like clockwork. It is not like, building a house. There's not a deadline. And even with building a house, your builder might fall off track, and you might get a deadline that was missed. And so you have to move on. All right. And so finally, the biggest factor, the third and biggest factor in making sure you stay motivated is focusing on that final result. So often people forget why they started a program. They get so wrapped up in how hard it is that they don't remember why they initially started. So I really, really, really suggest that people take time every day to visualize that end result. So go back to that vision. Are you running around with your grandchildren, playing with them and hiking with them, climbing up on the jungle gym with them? Are you waking up in the morning and only having to take your vitamin and maybe one other supplement instead of seven supplements? What is that vision? I want you to visualize that every single day, because when you do that, it becomes concrete. Have that daily affirmation to remind yourself of your destiny and what you're doing. Because, you know, fitting into the smaller dress size is not, it's not concrete enough for you to pull through the agony of this. Understanding that this is going to be difficult and facing that end result daily is going to help. Reconnecting with your vision as often as you can will be the biggest savior to keeping yourself motivated. And maximizing your motivation by having these daily affirmations will keep you going. As a marathon runner, I oftentimes compare motivation and goal setting to running a race. Of the over 50 marathons that I've run, not one has been easy. And every single one that I've started, I knew at that start line what I was getting myself into. And I knew that I could have stopped at any point, mile 6, mile 12, mile 18. I wanted to stop, of course, just like many of you maybe wanted to stop your third year into college or med school. But I visualized that finish line. And that finish line is what got me through. And it was absolutely worth it. So I leave you with that advice, and I hope you stay motivated. So smile, shine, and cross that finish line. Have a great day. Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.